Harry let himself float back upward and broke the bubbly surface, shaking his hair out of his eyes.
"Hear it," said Myrtle.
"Yeah, come seek us where our voices sound. And if I need persuading... Hang on, I need to listen again." He sank back beneath the water. It took 3 more underwater renditions of the egg song before Harry had it memorized. Then he trod water for a while, thinking hard, while Myrtle sat and watched him. "I've got to go and look for people who can't use their voices above the ground," he said slowly. "Who could that be?"
"Slow, aren't you?"
He had never seen Moaning Myrtle so cheerful. Apart from the day when a dose of polyjuice potion had given Hermione the hairy face and tail of a cat. Harry stared around the bathroom, thinking. If the voices could only be heard underwater, then it made sense for them to belong to underwater creatures. He ran this theory past Myrtle, who smirked at him.
"Well, that's what Diggory thought," she said. "He lay there talking to himself for ages about it, ages and ages. Nearly all the bubbles had gone."
"Underwater?" Harry said slowly. "Myrtle, what lives in the lake, apart from the giant squid?"
"Oh, all sorts," she said. "I sometimes go down there. Sometimes don't have any choice. If someone flushes my toilet when I'm not expecting it."
Trying not to think about Moaning Myrtle zooming down a pipe to the lake with the contents of a toilet, Harry said, "Well, does anything in there have a human voice? Hang on." Harry's eyes had fallen on the picture of the snoozing mermaid on the wall.
"Myrtle, there aren't mer people in there, are there?" "Oh, very good," she said, her thick glasses twinkling. "It took Diggory much longer than that, and that was with her awake too."
Myrtle jerked her head toward the mermaid with an expression of great dislike on her glum face,
giggling and showing off and flashing her fins.
"That's it, isn't it?" said Harry excitedly. "The second task's to go and find the mer people in the lake and... But he suddenly realized what he was saying, and he felt the excitement drain out of him as though someone had just pulled a plug in his stomach. He wasn't a very good swimmer. He'd never had much practice. Dudley had had lessons in his youth, but Aunt Petunia and Uncle Vernon, no doubt hoping that Harry would drown one day, hadn't bothered to give him any. A couple of lengths of this bath were all very well, but that lake was very large and very deep, and mer people would surely live right at the bottom.